Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from Las Vegas, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers, Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Hey, hi, how are ya? Welcome back to the second hour of the greatest sports show that you've ever listened to, at least through today. We'll attempt to break our own record tomorrow, but we're not even focused on that right now because we got three more periods to go, three more segments until the abyss returns for all of us, and I head off to the T-Mobile Arena to catch the Golden Knights Canucks game.
Finally, they're back. Seems like it's been forever.
They were only on the road for a couple of games, but it's that time of the year where everything feels about eight times longer than it actually is, except when you blink.
Yeah, and there's only like 10 games left on their schedule, and everything's so intense right now.
True
that.
True that. It is almost a do or die scenario for both of the teams headed to T-Mobile Arena for a hockey game tonight, but we'll get into that here in a couple of minutes. Tim Nevert's going to join us in the second segment to preview Dodgers baseball home opener on Friday. Fingers crossed, no weather delays. We've already had a couple of games tomorrow rescheduled or postponed, which is always crappy. And but not the worst PR that baseball's dealt with in a hot second. So there's that. Adrian, we've kind of kicked this can down the street a little bit. So far, we've gotten a hump day without talking about the final week of the NBA regular season, so we might as well talk about half of the week left in the NBA regular season.
And I mean, of course, some teams got eliminated and clinched last night, so we'll get you covered and prepared as the rest of the season still matters. There's still stakes, which is what you want. And we might have to, book the Cancun tickets for the entire Lakers roster. So we'll get to all that.
You think they're gonna go on a team bonding trip? How long do you think it is between locker cleanout day and the day that LeBron has any contact with Carmelo with Westbrook separately?
I think LeBron's locker was cleared out about a week and a half ago. And
he's had a separate trailer for a while, actually.
Yeah, and so last night, I think it was in the third quarter when they were down by 20, he left, like, because he wasn't playing, so he left to the locker room.
Dude.
He's like, yeah, let me take hour and a half flight back to L.A. because we in Phoenix right now. It's a little...
Yeah, what are you going to do? Catch an earlier one? Like, aren't you all on the same thing? Or does he fly separate now?
I feel like he, for this one, since he knew he wasn't pulling an Urban Meyer. He's like, it's the end of the season. Let me pull up mine. Because these dudes, you guys need to work tomorrow at Uber. I'm out of here.
If that's what's happening, maybe he isn't as good of a leader right now as we originally thought. Or he's just reached his breaking point. Like, life is bigger than your profession, than basketball and everything else. And so I think LeBron at some juncture probably a few weeks ago said to himself, we need to start protecting the ego a little bit. We
not
don't care
that
much.
But like, Lindsay, I don't know if you saw, I guess, so the shop's not on HBO anymore. He's going straight to YouTube with it. But it's still the same premise and everything.
Smart.
And what dropped today? Someone asked him, hey, I know you guys just got eliminated, but if there's one player in the NBA, who would you love to play with? And he gassed up Steph Curry. And I'm like, this guy's a genius.
They asked Steph about it, and I haven't seen the clip yet, but based off of the still shot, I don't really think he knows how to answer it. Because it's like, you don't want to say no to LeBron, but we're getting to that point in his career where you say no to LeBron. Like, we got our own thing going on here just fine with the Warriors. Like, I'll see you at the All-Star game, okay? Let's just leave it at that. We'll play this summer. Just drive down. It'll be all good. But that's for our later segment, NBA talk. We got to get into some hockey here because the Golden Knights, as I mentioned, are going to be playing tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Basically, if the Canucks lose, they're done. And that's basically the same preposition for the Golden Knights as well. Maybe not as realistically fatal, but certainly in the back of all of our minds, your Golden Knights are winners of five straight. But watched last night, the team ahead of them in the standings at the time and the team below them in the standings at the time both win. And so now the Golden Knights are on the outside looking in with 82 points. They're 1 point back from the Stars at wild card position two and 2 points behind Nashville. And if you're talking about like Pacific Division standings, they're four behind the Kings and five behind Edmonton in the Pacific. As we know, Golden Knights and Canucks played in Vancouver just a couple of nights ago. Shea Theodore had the overtime winner. But they also blew a 2-0 lead en route to that unbelievable overtime winner. So maybe not do that today.
Yeah. And
don't let them score, especially after you have. That's some hockey insight right there. I mean, it almost like telepathically passed from you to me.
Facts.
You know, I'll just leave it at that.
Synergy.
There's nothing more to add with that. I would expect to see Leonard in the net because he's had 3 days off and returning from injury before that. So why would we put Mr. Thompson in? Although I have very, very high hopes and expectations and more than enough confidence that Mr. Thompson could get it done. But I think Leonard will play. He was great the other night. The Canucks, as I mentioned, they're basically eliminated. If they lose, they're 2-6-2 in their last 10 games versus Vegas, and they're 1-3-1 in their last five. They are not a good special teams team, at least when it comes to the penalty killer. 31st in the league, so they're second to last with 72% success in killing off penalties. And middle of the pack power play at 21.7%, 15th literally right there in the middle, besides 16 actually being the middle. In comparison for the Golden Knights, they're 19th on the PK and 24th on the PP, respectively. So we could continue to build the momentum because special teams are a very large indicator for those playoff teams. And if we fancy ourselves as one, even if we are just doing it for show and tell until somebody tells us that it is time to show up, we must do it. Some names, some things to keep an eye on. JT Miller, who was rumored to be in the trade talks with like the Rangers, with a lot of big teams. He ain't going anywhere because he's probably their best player. He is just about to become the first Canuck since the 2014-2015 season to score 30 goals. He has a chance to get that done tonight. And he has 21 points in his last 14 games. He is a force to be reckoned with. And this is a team that's skating with a little bit more physical confidence than I've seen earlier in the season. And I'm not comparing it to like when Travis Green was the coach. Yeah, completely different time. But now I'm seeing like Elias Pettersson actually taking some ice in the middle, in the slot. And this is a guy that they need to go to get anywhere. This is their guy that they waited along with Quinn Hughes to sign those big time extensions. They sat out of training camp. He had a slow start. He's the guy that always gets cross-checked. The cross-checking rules, or at least a crackdown on the rules, are kind of in inspiration for him. He has 11 points in his last 12 games as well, 22 goals, 27 assists, 49 on the season. But as I mentioned, not shying away from contact as much as he was earlier on. And so he will certainly be a big catalyst point for that team. He'll probably be skating with Brock Besser, who has one of the best shots in the NHL, as long as he actually takes it instead of passing out of that play. Quinn Hughes, who won the Calder Trophy a couple years ago for best rookie, one of the bright spots for young defensemen. Not challenging for a Norris this year, not with Roman Josi and Cale Makar doing things. He only has 5 goals, 48 assists, and 53 points, but 12 points in his last 15 games. And then the captain, with the greatest number, but reverse it, Bo Horvat, 14 points in his last 14 games, and very much the emotional leader, is willing to back check, willing to do anything, and skates every hard every stride through each shift. And it was kind of weird the other night, Adrian, because like Thatcher Demko is top two goalie for me to watch right now in the league. Not necessarily top like where he's the best, but for me as an educated viewer, I'm mostly obsessed with the way that he plays the position. The fact that he also wears 35 is definitely even helps. More. It was very odd to see him get lit up a little bit the other night or get beat twice in the same spot because he is one of those netminders that really plays his angles and his edges very well. He's laterally explosive to a fault sometimes, but he has a knack for not getting himself too far out of position. He folds over himself very well in terms when he's in his butterflies. Great battling and tight. He's an acrobatic, dementor-type goalie, so he's stealing souls. And as I mentioned, great laterally, gaps out really well, cuts down the angle, and a great sprawler and stretcher. So you can try to take him out wide, try to deke him out. He's going to find a way to get a toe on it, try to find a way to get a glove on it. He's really good at staying tall in desperation backdoor saves, which is a good news because this team has a really tough time retaining the offensive zone themselves, and they're really good at getting the puck turned up ice. So I'm expecting a lot of rushes, a lot of going back and forth. But the Knights have to be careful because when you're going back and forth, you got to make sure the puck gets below the circles. That's where Vancouver was struggling earlier this season. And when you can tell, it's kind of just busy work. Well, we're bringing the puck from zone to zone, but we're not actually doing anything with it. And so if you can retain that puck, get that low, and keep that zone, I don't really care if we're trading rushes back and forth. We just got to make sure we have numbers back so it's not always an odd man rush, because I don't want to test Robin Leonard in that way, at least as often as indicated in previous matchups between these two teams. But we know that Demko has been mostly okay against the Golden Knights in his career when we're talking about like regular season. He's 0-0-1, owning an .872 save percentage and 3.93 goals against average, but that doesn't count any of the bubble stats from the 2020 bubble when he literally – this is why – Thatcher Demko is the reason why the Golden Knights didn't go to the Stanley Cup Final in 2020.
Because he was so damn good?
He was so damn good. They were up 3-1 in the series. And then Vancouver battled back, make it 3-3. And Markstrom played the first handful of games, and then he got hurt, just playing too much. And Demko goes in. And this is a huge move for Vancouver too, Adrian, because at the time, Markstrom, who's now the starting goalie for the Calgary Flames, who has a very good chance of winning the Vezina this year because he's playing that well. Like, just think of what that decision is for the now front office that is no longer in charge of the Canucks. We're going to let you, Jakob Markstrom, walk because we believe in the 2.5-week job interview that this kid turned in. And granted, he was around with the team, but he hadn't been given a chance to show what he is, which is a superstar caliber goaltender. And so instead of signing Jakob Markstrom to a deal for 6 years at $6 million, $36 million, which would be incredibly prohibitive in today's market, especially in that 2020 offseason, I think they signed Demko to like something like 6 years at four. Like that extra $2 million makes a big difference, especially with 100%. All the young talent that they have. And maybe I'm just guessing with the numbers, but I know that they signed him for a lesser number than Markstrom did, and he's younger and he's homegrown. Like homegrown net mining will pay off in a lot more areas outside of your crease, because now you don't have to worry about spending big money free agent dollars on trying to convince the Jakob Markstroms to come to your team, something that the Edmonton Oilers failed to do and continue to fail to do and will continue to be their downfall until they're able to produce a goalie themselves. And it might not ever match up with the timing with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, but when you have something, you have to be able to feed it. And then when you see it, when you see the initial yield, you have to say, those are the flowers I want to invest in. That's the goalie that I want. And that's what the Vancouver Canucks did with Thatcher Demko, because it was that unbelievable for performance that he stole the confidence away from the Golden Knights and they ground them down. So when they got to the Dallas Stars in the next round, which is, you know, a more disciplined, older, grizzled, and more urgent version of the Vancouver Canucks, they had nothing left. We didn't even get to game 7. I think they got eliminated in 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 6. But we couldn't score goals. We couldn't score goals on Anton Khudobin, another wearer of the number 35. But still, like, this is a guy that was kind of bumped around from team to team for a really long time and for a reason. And he's not their starter anymore in Dallas either. He's hurt. So things change very quickly. And so when you can find those netminders, and Dallas has done that too with Jake Oettinger. Like, they found their Thatcher Demko. It's there. Brandon Holtby doesn't matter. He's hurt too. Ben Bishop already, he retired. Doesn't matter. Because we found the young guy, we drafted him right, and we're going to develop him the right way. It's the investment of the draft pick, and then it's having the wherewithal to invest in the goaltending department itself to have an environment to foster talents like these and for them to emerge at young ages. It's very, very groundbreaking stuff when it comes to goaltending. Usually we don't see those guys really mature and settle into their positions till their mid to late 20s, sometimes 30.
Do they usually get the shot this early or because of circumstance just, with everything?
No, that's the thing. Everything is luck, circumstance, what have you. And it's ultimately when your number is called, how long can you hold the phone for? How long can you hold the bucket? How long can you hold the water? What are we able to accomplish when you're able to do that for us? And if it's at the right time, like it was for Thatcher Demko, you turn what would have been probably in any other organization, like a rookie deal, maybe another bridge deal, and you kick the can 5 years down the road, then you're getting your first big contract as a netminder. But nope, we saw it. We recognize it. And they have an unbelievable goaltending department up in Vancouver. Mike McKenna and I talk about them all the time. We're going to pay you big money right now because we know exactly what we got.
And that just adds to the belief. It makes it comfortable not only for the player, but just other people trying to be like, this is how a team does it right.
And you live up to the deal. And not everybody has, you know, the scouting department to be able to pick the goalies, or not. Maybe they don't trade up. And like years ago, I was really mad at the Minnesota Wild because they ended up taking Matt Boldy instead of Spencer Knight, who's the start, one of the goalies for the Florida Panthers. Now, Matt Boldy's a great player. But at the time, I'm like, let's invest in goaltending. And now Cam Talbot and Marc-Andre Fleury are pretty good right now, too. But I wanted that pipeline for them. And that's something that the Golden Knights don't have access to quite yet. Now, they're looking to take a speed dating round of that. They're when they brought in Logan Thompson, he's undrafted. He's played really well for us. He's homegrown, technically. I mean, we've seen in the skater groups with the Zach White Clouds, he was undrafted. I mean, Dylan Coughlin, he's undrafted. Like, you're not just getting into the organization. You're at the top team, bro. Like, that says something. And so it's all about which dollars move in and out of certain conduits, right, and to make up the overall team. But regardless, the Golden Knights will have a challenge in front of them with the urgency on the side of the Canucks and divisional game. And familiar point when we, like you said, the back-to-backs. I really enjoyed that aspect of the schedule last year, and we had just basically played series the whole time. But they're going to have to find ways to keep scoring goals. They should do it on the power play. That'd be fantastic. But you're going to have to challenge Demko, and you're going to have to challenge him by getting bodies in front of him and then picking up rebounds in the soft areas. Otherwise, it's going to be a tough game.
Any sort of variation with Vancouver in terms of, like you said, this is a do-or-die situation in their play style that they normally wouldn't play that you could kind of expect?
I mean, you just know that some, like, say a contested puck goes off the boards in the neutral zone and I'm 15 feet away on one side and on the other side of the red line is my opposition and we're both moving. I have a decision to make. Do I either quickly go to the puck, try to pinch and then get that down low, or do I go to the bench? Or do I try to pinch and get the puck and try to go off on a rush? Like, depending on the people around you, the situation around you, that should tell you what you should do. But because we're in a desperate position, we don't necessarily have to check our work for today's math problem because we're talking, you know, midterm stuff here. And so yeah. I might take that more risky decision of trying to chip that puck off the boards and trying to go on a breakaway. I hope the puck gets over him because if not, if I miss, he has the opportunity I'm trying to create for myself, except going towards my net.
Yeah.
And so that's ultimately your kind of cat and mouse. And so I know the Canucks had a really tough time starting and scoring early on in the season, like they were chasing a lot. And I know the Golden Knights don't do well when they're chasing themselves. And so that first goal is very important. And just maintaining that momentum, especially after that blown lead the other night. Big time tilt for your Vegas Golden Knights on the horizon. I will be in attendance and we will have all of the notes to break down what I hope is an eventual victory. Tomorrow on our program, it is time to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of your Los Angeles Dodgers. Tim Demerit joins 1140 The Bet next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.